Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. Feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusions. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
Good evening, everybody. What's up? What's up? What's up? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves to the art. And you never know what you have to say, sing, rap, whatever your talent is. You never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to thank everybody for just taking time out on your busy Tuesday to just rock out with me on the Lyrical Cypher. We've been going strong for 2.5 years, and I claim that we will continue to go strong. I just thank everybody, the Boom Boom Boom, and just everybody who's just been rocking with us, my sister and Illusion team. We've all been just like putting in everything we can to make sure we get this thing going. I know today's been a pretty hectic day for me, but push through it and we made it. So can't complain. We got to keep right on moving. All right. So I do want to tell you guys about a few things that we got going on. I want to know, community, there is a show on May 14th. It's at the Art Spot. I actually will be featuring there as well, but they're going to have a whole slew of features, and I'm looking forward to being in the building. If you have not been to this place yet, please check it out. It's very jazzy. It's an art, jazz, and poetry spot. It's actually going to be located at the Premier Sports Academy in Winterville, and the address is 4801 Rudy Branch Road in Winterville. Very, very nice spot. You actually, when you get in the building, go upstairs, and you just do your thing, but it is, I'm looking forward to being in the building. This will be my second time featuring there. And I just want to thank Keisha Williams for making it happen, you know, without them, and Alicia. Keisha Williams and Alicia for just making this possible. I just want to tell you guys about the features that are going to be there. They're going to have Meg Weatherton from Newburn Voice Singers. They're going to have poets. As long as you keep it clean and positive, they're going to be doing their thing. So just come out if you can, and make sure you get your ticket off Eventbrite. Actually, you can go to theartspot-nc.com. I won't be having an Illusion show this month. We're actually going on vacation, and you guys just keep me in prayer because this month's really, really hard for me. My best friend died like 2 years ago, and we used to go on vacation together in May. So this will be my second year without her. But I'm still going to continue that moment to take a break. And we had decided that years ago when I started doing shows, because I'm on the road a lot. And a lot of people don't get a chance to hear or don't know how much we do. You know, as people, we all wear a lot of hats, not just me, but we all do. So I just take the time out. So the next show for Illusions is Saturday, June 25th at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kitson, North Carolina. And that will be featuring the one and only Carlos Robeson. He's an international poet, a phenomenal dude. He just opened up for Bernie Sanders y'all just come check him out. I'm looking forward to him being in the building. So I just want to let you guys know about a few upcoming events that we got going on. And without further ado, I'm going to actually just slide in to our first round of Lyrical Cypher. And I just want to let you guys know this song right here is called Party Rockin' by Cartier and D-Star Baby. Years and years ago, it's probably like 4 years ago, they put me in the video with them, and I was honored. They had it was actually on MTV and VH1, and it's also on YouTube, so you can check it out. And you'll see me in the video. We had a really good time. So they actually made me the cameo girl. So I'm going to play this track. I hope you guys enjoy, and let's rock.
His response, Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph and posed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost. Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quick to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. It was the reason, the logic. Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted the beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity. Shady dealings were the aftermath of her work was only 50 cents. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devil desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape, that the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. A back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watchers could save you, Carmen. But they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you, that everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast, Carmen.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, and Lauryn Hill. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
DC Life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right to Chase, Chase.
Yeah.
Want y'all to listen to my story now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yo,
yeah,
check it. I'm just another independent rapper in this world. I'm trying to make it on my own in this big world. I got big plans, I'm chasing big dreams. And when I make it, I'm gonna be doing big things. I'm talking about the money and the nice cars. I'm the star shooter, I'm shooting for them stars. I'm a dream chaser, so that means I'm going far. And every day is so good, do it again tomorrow. And do it again the next day, it's the good life. And be thankful that I moved from the hood life. And never lived that, woulda, coulda, sure life. And never have anybody tell me what I would like. They got so much to say right now. I say I'm the illest, but you don't see how. But you'd rather go around just running your mouth. I'ma prove you wrong a couple months from now.
They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say. They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say.
Sometimes I wish the word gossip was never made, and the first diss track was never played. Everybody wanna live in the devil days, and the way they act, I can tell that they never pray. Come on, man, I'm just trying to spread love and send the good message like the man up above. You say you don't care and just hit me with a shrug, but you wonder why your dreams get squashed like bugs. The bigger person is the role that I play here. When I talk to you, I just want you to lend your ear. Life with no regrets, but plenty of fears. Tell me, is this how you act? If I really disappeared. They got so much to say right now. I say I'm the illest, but you don't see how. But you'd rather go around just running your mouth. I'ma prove you wrong a couple months from now.
They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say. They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say.
Yeah. I got a good philosophy on life. Everything'll be great. We can just do it twice. But you only get one chance. Better do it right. If it's your time to go, I won't see you tonight. The man upstairs has it planned out for you. Live a good life until it calls for you. Cherish every moment with the ones that adore you. And even with the little ones that try to annoy you. Life is too short to be worried about others. God said that we're all sisters and brothers. But some don't listen, not even to the mother. Life slipping through your hands like a hot stick of butter. They got so much to say right now. I say I'm the illest, but you don't see how. But you'd rather go around just running your mouth. I'm gonna prove you wrong a couple months from now.
They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say. They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys are having a good time so far. I'm vibing over here, just chilling. I'm actually going to open up the open mic line and just give you a shout-out. If you want to spit something, let me know. If you have something going on in your community or within your own business, let us know, because we're all about support. Also, I want to encourage everybody, send me your clean radio-edited tracks to Lyrical Cypher Radio Show at gmail.com. I know it's long, but Lyrical Cypher, that's CYPHER radio show at gmail.com. Hit me up on Facebook too. I have a Chyna page. That's actually my nickname, but also my stage name, Chyna with a Y. I'm a girl on a railroad track, my back facing, just facing the sky. But just please. Just, like, hit me up and let me know. And for anybody who's writing, please continue to write. If you're trying to publish a book, get on Amazon. There's so many different ways to do this thing. I know I have a book published, and I like pushing you to be the best you know how to be. So whatever it is you're doing, just don't stop. Don't let nobody tell you you can't. All right. So open up the open mic lines for JD in the building. What's up, JD?
What's up, Chyna? How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Over here vibing.
Yeah, I can't complain. I want to give a shout out to the Boom Boom Room and the Set, my peoples out in Cali.
That's what's up. You got something for us tonight?
I'm gonna do one a little later on in the show.
Cool beans. All right. Everybody, this is JD in the building for the Boom Boom Room. Got some more people online. If I don't know your number by heart, please don't get upset if I call your number out a little bit. Just trying to give you a shout out. I won't call out your whole number, but I got a 919 on the line. This is actually my only 919. So what's up? What's up?
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. I think I called on your show a few weeks ago.
I think I remember your voice.
Yeah, I'm Willie. I'm a friend of Jimmy's. Yeah.
Okay. Well, appreciate you calling in. Are you spitting anything tonight?
No, I'm not spitting too much tonight. Just trying to continue to promote a book that one of my friends she wrote. Took about
right.
2 years to write it, and
mm-hmm.
it was the Four Faces of God, and over the weekend, you know, we had a discussion about trying to promote it even more, And in one of those discussions, we was talking about, I don't know if you all remember, a few months ago, I think last year sometime, when they killed Cecil the Lion.
You said Cecil the Lion?
Yeah, you remember the lion controversy where they killed this lion in Africa or whatever?
No, I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, they, murdered a lion. And it was all over the news and stuff like that. And at the same time, I think it was also during the time of the Flint, Michigan issue, about the water crisis in Flint, Michigan. And in the book, basically, it talks about a lot of things that that are actually happening now. That what they do is, I mean, it's really coming to an end where if we don't wake up to realize that the food and things that we are intaking in our system, they are trying to eliminate opportunities for us to protect ourselves from basically the mass genocide of people of color, especially. And what's happening is that they're trying to control everything that we intake in our bodies and in our minds. And as closer it gets to the revelation of our life, it's going to get worse if we don't pour together as a people. As you can see, as they promote more and more music, they're also attacking all of our black positive images and killing them, such as Prince, Michael Jackson, and like I said, I worked in the medical industry for 25 years, and of course I noticed a lot of things that they were doing, and what they're doing is in the black community as we speak. They are poisoning our water and our food supply slowly but surely, and doing everything they can to eliminate as many blacks as possible, because we don't own any, we don't hardly own any businesses. So why do we have so many guns in the black community, and why are we the only race of people that I can think of that we are singing about killing one another, and who's authorizing this music? But at the same time, they're trying to destroy us. But we can only be destroyed if we allow it to happen, if we don't pull together like radio shows like yourself. And if you look back on all the positive shows that they've taken off the air and put them in isolation, and you have to look at even with Bill Cosby, you know, coming up, in the 80s and 90s, it gave me and my family, and also was a advocate in NAACP, were teaching young black males look past the negative image and pull within your own spirit and overlook all of the naysaying that's going around and show the world what great people that we are. And like I said, I did that also for 20-some years. And eventually what the government and the medical industry did, they took me out. They incarcerated me for 24 hours. They tried to give me a mental evaluation that I refused. We went back and forth to court for 5 months. And eventually they released me. Out on a $500,000 bond, and then they had no bond to threaten me to stop spreading the word of truth. And through different avenues, I continue to educate people on the facts of it's a continuous war on African Americans. And once we finally wake up, that's their biggest fear, and that's all I have to say.
Okay. Well, I truly believe knowledge is power, and what we know we should share,
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And I do appreciate your support, and we got to keep praying, stay connected and keep praying about everything that's going on around us,
Definitely true.
Oh yeah.
And so if they could get the book called The Four Faces of God, it's written
mm-hmm.
by Minister Poole, and
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that she and I talk about, and through her Bible Vision Ministries, because there are a lot of preachers, including herself, that has spoken out on a lot of things, and unfortunately, they are trying to silence a lot of these people. And through writing books and stuff like that, we're trying to get things out in that avenue, because they're shutting down other forms of media to educate blacks on what's going on.
Right.
And they know that we don't like to read books per se, but we do. But if we could,
mm-hmm.
Have a forum of people to promote each other and
mm-hmm.
fuzz the words, not only of God, but the truth of what's really going on in our society, so we can build
right.
a forum to educate one another.
Indeed.
And that's basically it. And thank you so much for your time.
Well, no problem. We appreciate you. And I promise you, a lot of people heard you tonight, so you never know who's listening, you know?
Yes.
So
and I will probably create
a
page for it too. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, please connect it with me too. I think we're already friends up there.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. No problem. All right, everybody, that was Willie. Knowledge is power, and I really believe that. So, you know, what you don't know, check into things. You know, if you got questions about research, look it up. All right, I got the next artist I want to call up, Jacksonville in the building. What's up, lady? It's Tanya, right?
Yes.
See, I'm learning
Hello.
Numbers. Yay. How you doing, lady?
Good.
That's what's
Wow, that was just so deep.
Yes, it was.
Well, I have something for you tonight. It's called a test.
All right. Let's hear it.
I have taken the test time and time again. The only mark I chose to check was the inspired me to win. For all the chapters in me I have read, I grew closer to Jesus and clearly understand he is my daily bread. Whether I receive an A or an F, I constantly keep myself prepared for a test. I love unconditionally. That is how I receive my blessings spiritually, emotionally, and financially. I know that Jesus sees the best in me, while others see the worst in me. No matter how life ups and down come for me, I continually be loyal by doing a great deed. On my knees, praying, Lord, please have mercy on me. The love of my life will soon appear. Jesus has told me he will send them to wipe my tears. Until then, I will continue praying and kneeling. It is the process of everyone that is healing.
Wow. Girl, you better keep right on writing. I love that. That touched me, man. And I claim that for you and for me. Oh, yeah, it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
It is coming. Oh, yeah. And keep doing it, man. We need that in our lives. Just positivity,
right.
especially with women. You know, I don't know
right.
Your story and that like that, but it's just hard. It's hard out here because there's so many crabs in a barrel. And I really believe in my heart we're all meant to connect and to help one another, no matter what color,
right.
whoever you are. Just people, we're people. We're God's people. And a lot of people are walking around like they're self-made. And they're not, because they don't know if they're going to live or die tomorrow. You know, but
that is so true. That is so true.
Oh,
I just,
yeah.
you know, I'm not in a relationship, and I haven't been in quite some time. But I just feel like, you know, some women need to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
you know, instead of them going on social media, and
exactly.
sometimes, you know, they need to reevaluate themselves and decide
yeah.
what, you know, check themselves to see what their grade is. And
there
then
you
once
go.
You know your worth, everything else will fall in place.
Yeah, and most people spend more time, and it's funny you just said that, and that's so true. And I say something similar to that, but a lot of people are allowing social media and also the things that we're taught as far as preferences and what life and love is supposed to look like and be like. You know, a
right.
lot of things were based off vanity, if that makes any sense. It's like a lot of things are based off what you see, not what you build. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I want you.
Right.
I'm going to show you these pictures of me. I want you to show you that we're walking, you know, like physically, we're doing the same thing or whatever. We look good together. I don't want to look good together. I want to be good for each other.
That's right.
You know,
definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, indeed. Keep doing what you're doing. You're inspiring me, lady. My sister was just talking about you today. She was looking forward to hearing you. She's in choir practice right now, but she said she was going to be calling in.
Okay. I will hang on and listen to the rest of the show tonight. I enjoy you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right, everybody. That was Tanya. Y'all stay on the line. We appreciate you. We got a 252-520 on the line. What's up? What's up? It's China.
China, what's up? This Carlos girl. Finally made it
what's
back.
Up? What's up, Carlos? You said what?
What's up? Yo, JD, messing with JD. I told JD I was gonna get finally drop one for y'all tonight, man. I got in trouble doing this too, so and it's all in fun, man, so don't get offended. It was just me sitting here about 30 minutes ago and I just dropped something right quick.
Okay, you about to do it?
Yeah.
You about to
say something? This joint here. Here you go. So I'm writing this joint here, strictly for the cipher. I know y'all be getting live, but tonight is going to be a little hyper. See, my homie JD, he asked me to come through and drop a rhyme. With that being my nigga, I figure I can do it at least one time. See, shout out to the host. He told me her name was China. And after looking at her profile picture, one day I'm going to have to go find her. I hope she heard me. And if somebody must want her, I'm going to put an APB out on her just as soon as I get back from California. No need to worry, though. I've only been gone for a few days. And after living in the K for so long, it ain't got shit on the L.A. Besides, I'm not coming home, not anytime soon. It's just as long as I can access Tammy's Boom Boom Room, talking about having some fun with some live-ass chicks who don't mind going in the DM and showing me their tits. And if your game is tight, you can holler at the right girl, and you fuck around and be like me, traveling all over the world. But it was in Chris's Corner where I got my biggest hug. That's where I met Tanikki, my computer love. See, that lady, she captured my mind, and somehow she stole my heart. I found myself falling in love, and we was like 2,500 miles apart. So from Raleigh to Chicago, from Chicago to L.A., this time it's not a vacation. I'm actually out here to stay. See, in the words of Biggie, the women, the weed, and the weather, with all three of them being the best, my life couldn't have got no better. I traded in my donut shop, and now I'm out here making cake, surrounded by real niggas. I don't have to worry about them niggas that was fake. So where my homegirl Taz? I know she's like 8 hours away, but I've come this far. I might as well go see her one day. Excuse me, y'all. I hate to inform you, this poem has come to an abrupt end. While sitting here doing all this flirting, my girlfriend just walked in. Now, you might like my flow. You might say it's all right, but regardless of how you feel, thank y'all for coming out. God bless you, and good night.
Wow. That was hot. My only disclaimer, I know this is your first time getting on. We got to keep it clean next time. But that was hot. If you went in there, I was like, oh, my God, I can't stop him in the middle of his form. I was like, maybe he didn't hear me say keep it clean.
You said this is my first time. I clean him up from now on. But that's just to show you. I mean, I like to have fun, man. It was all in fun.
Right. I was like, you should see my mouth. I was on mute. I was like, oh my God, what? That was.
And
so
yo,
you said Carlos.
Girl,
I thought you was one of my homeboys, huh?
My girl actually walked in while I was writing this, so she took my damn, she took my pad from me, and went to reading it. And I was like, babe, I'm just having fun.
Well, we appreciate you, and tell her it was all in fun. We'll want a problem.
No. She knows it. She's right here. That's my baby.
That's
but anyway,
so,
look.
You're going to have to come to Illusions, too.
Huh?
I was saying you're going to have to come into Illusions, too. I also have my own. I got my own radio show, but I also have my own show, my own band. We do it once a month in Kinston. So whenever you're in North Carolina, just please come through the Arts Council. And it's Illusions Open Mic Night. We've been doing it for 7 years. And right here in Kinston, North Carolina.
All right, that's what's up, China. I ain't going to hold y'all up, man. Y'all enjoy. I'm going to stick around, all right? All right.
Just stick around and listen. Everybody, I enjoyed that. That was hot fire. California straight up. Y'all stand up. Stay on the line, everybody. We're going to keep the show rolling. I hope you guys are having a good time. Y'all hyping me up tonight. I'm loving it. Had a crazy day today. Y'all making it better. I do appreciate you. You just do not know. I got... I want to say, I'm guessing, a 252-214. Is this Michelle?
Yes, it is. Can you hear me?
Yes. I'm learning y'all numbers. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, you can hear you very well.
Okay, because I got you on speaker.
Yeah, you good. I don't hear an echo, so we're good.
Oh, no. I don't want to. No, I want to echo. Hold on.
No, it's not echoing. You good.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you good.
Okay, am I still echoing?
No. You didn't echo at all. So you were good.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay, yeah, I would love to spit. I came across something that really stands out that we all need to acknowledge because it's pretty rare nowadays, and if we can acknowledge this four-letter word, then this world would be a whole lot better. I mean, the fact that they've already taken Christ out of so many public places, you know, Christ is love, you know.
That's
and
right.
You know, when they took him away, they pretty much took love away. And love is pretty much hidden. You could barely find love anymore, you know,
right.
In the hearts of man.
That's
so,
true.
So I came across this, and I just like to share it with everyone.
That's cool.
It's called Love is Defined. Love is a four-letter word that has such a powerful meaning. It is described as virtue and loyalty. The sound effect of love is truth. It's humility, healing, and strength. For love conquers through power in prayer, encouragements, and through inspiration. Love draws and pushes hate away. Love sees no color. Love shows no evil. Love won't judge. Love is not bound. Love welcomes with open arms. Love has value, and yet is freely given. Love accepts and doesn't reject. It is an expression of compassion, covers the hurt and embraces the wounded. Love conquers. Love inspires. Love motivates. Love forgives and it forgets. Love listens and pays close attention to. Love accompanies the lonely and the lowly. Love looks beyond the fault. Love gives chances after chances. Love lends a helping hand without complaining and without questioning. Love sticks around even when it's not convenient. Love disciplines. Love sacrifices. Love understands. Love, love acknowledges. Love is justified. Love creates peace. Love crucified his life on the cross to save you and me. Though we don't deserve it, now, surely, there is absolutely no greater love than he. And that's it.
Wow. Y'all are the same tonight. You better check. Girl, I'm speechless right now. Because everything you said is true. You know, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And it needs to be. That needs to be heard.
Yeah,
that's what I'll be talking about. When I say, here we encourage metaphors and tune visionaries to express yourself. Because you never know who needs to hear this. And that's people I who it's true. Because people are losing sight of love. Most people are loving themselves more than loving, you know, God, our creator.
Right. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, amen. Wow. My grandmother said something to me. I don't know if this makes any sense to you guys, but she said, arrogance is the death of one's character. And I truly believe that.
Yeah.
When you're walking around, that's in one of my poems I'm going to play for you guys. But it's just so true because there's so many people walking around. I've been saying this all day. I don't even know what hit me, but we like walking right into what I wanted to discuss with everybody about being self-made. Like a lot of people walk around acting like they're God and they're their own God, and they're not. And they're losing sight of what God is doing for us, you know. And he don't have to wake us up in the morning. He don't have to keep the next second going. He don't have to do any of this. But he does it. He's a forgiving God. So I just thank you, lady. Keep doing what you're doing and keep writing. You are touching lives.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, you I'm really inspired by the fact that you're encouraging everyone on here and those who are listening in, you know, to keep doing what they're doing. We just want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing, because if you weren't doing what you're doing, we wouldn't be here. You know, our voices would not have been heard at mm-hmm. all. You know, it was to a point where I didn't think I was being heard. I didn't think anyone. I was on Facebook at one point, but the fact is, right. you know, I wasn't. I felt like I wasn't getting, you know, getting acknowledged. You know what I'm saying, for the right. inspirations and, you know, things that I was putting on it. So I took myself off. But you know, mm-hmm. people like you encourages me. People like us, you know, to
Thank
keep
you.
Going regardless. You know, you're gonna have rejections. Mm-hmm.
That's
life.
And that's
something we're going to have to accept.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality we're going to have to accept is rejection.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's something we don't like, and
mm-hmm.
and it's hard for us to accept it, but we're going to have to. But the challenge is for us to accept the rejection and keep going, because when one door closes, God always has another door open for you. You know, and I just thank God for you and your team and whoever's backing you up. And I pray that the abundance of blessings overflow you and your team
mm-hmm.
and whomever that is representing you and helping you.
Thank you.
Got their hands in it. I just pray for God overflowness to uprise in you. I really do. And I just thank God for you. I really do.
I just want to say thank you. You got me in tears right now, because as God continues to bless you, the devil gets messing. And a lot of people
yeah.
don't realize I do a lot of things, like not just this radio show, not you pushing me and encouraging me, that emails and that means so much to me, because it's not easy. People see the aftermath. People see the show. They don't know what it takes to do with the blood, sweat, and tears that I put in what I do. And I love helping people. A lot of people don't even know. I'm a substance use counselor, motivational speaker, life coach,
wow.
mother of two, you know,
wow.
dating. You know, so I got a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
And I'm an actress. I'm a community activist.
You go ahead.
I help children. I do it with ease. But some people like to push you to their limits, what they want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to learn to say no. Like, I have to
Never.
Pace myself. I move like a turtle, you know. And I'm going to stay that turtle. You can be the hare. You can go ahead of me. You can get mad with me.
Mm-hmm.
I learned to say no. I'm going to stay right here, because before I make a move, I'm going to pray about it. But I really
All right.
believe in pouring into people. Like, I'm going to tap into me. If I can tap into me, you can tap into you too.
That's
and
right.
tapping into you is what we're supposed to do anyway. Because how are you going to know your gift if you're over here helping somebody else with theirs? You'll never
That's
know.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with helping somebody. And I had to learn that
That's
because
right.
I spent more time helping you with your gift and forgetting about my gift. I forgot about
That's
me.
Right.
But I
All
can't
right.
give you something I ain't giving to myself.
All right. Amen to
but
that.
I'm just thankful. I mean, I'm just learning that, but it was hard. But I just thank you. Y'all just don't know, because it is not easy. Even with jobs, I know God got something for me, you know. But it's just amazing, because when we feel like we're, you know, saying God is placing us in different places or whatever,
mm-hmm.
the devil will come and try to take and steal your joy. And
yes,
I just said, my mama. I said, I feel like, it's not like somebody takes something from me. You know, even my job, like hours, everything, I'm just putting out there on my being transparent, but I work hard, anything I do. And everything just got dropped, taken away. I was like, my head spent all over the weekend. I'm going through it.
Wow.
You know, but I'm here. I didn't give up. I'm still here.
That's right.
And
I
said, you know what? Sometimes, man tries to make it his glory, but it's all God's glory. And sometimes he'll take it away to give it back to you 100-fold and show you it was in his glory, not man's glory.
All right.
And but I just had to put that out there, because my validation does not come from man. My confidence don't come from man. It comes from God, because I know he believes
all right.
in me. And I know he believes in y'all too. So I just thank you guys. Y'all just don't know. I needed y'all tonight. And I appreciate you. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And stay on the line. I know y'all got me up here preaching tonight. That was a shell, y'all. I'm just going in. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the spirit. It is awesome tonight. All right. I got an 813 on the line. What's up? What's up? This is China.
Hello. This is Lisa Cheney. This is my first time. I don't want to spit anything. I just wanted to say hello.
Okay. Well, we do appreciate you. And please stay on the line and enjoy the show. All right. Ms. Cheney in the building. All right. I got a 252 on the line. 268. What's up? What's up? This is China. Two five two two six eight. All right. If you just want to listen, that's cool. Don't hang up. Don't stay on the line with us. All right. I did my first check. We're about to move to the next round of the Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys enjoy. And let's get it.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Oh, sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help when the enemy created walls. But remember giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Whoa, whoa.
Who is without sin, cast the first stone. So don't judge me by the way I walk. My movements aren't perpetrated by a fraud. For I've been through the fire and back, extinguished flames that weren't meant for me to put out. Have had holes dug for me. Reminder to the digger, keep in mind when you dig one, dig two, because they're both for you. I have been through storms you wouldn't believe, experienced shutters in my life you couldn't conceive. A Category 6, a Hurricane Katrina, or your negative thoughts ain't got nothing on me. But your only notion of me is the image that you perceive. That false imperfection is not who I'm destined to be. Fought our trials and tribulations intended to conquer my sanity. Fought wars of flesh, ain't got time for this mess. Just when they assumed they had me all figured out, they're sadly mistaken. No time to be hossy-ditty, goody-ditty, or a wannabe. For I'm a believer, a go-getter, a warrior, an everyday hustler, struggling every day with us mentally, physically, spiritually, or emotionally to make those ends meet. I have my crosses to bear, lessons to learn and bridges to burn, hurdles to leap and dream fuse to let views and do what I'm destined to be. For my walk is in stride, and I can't do anything without God by my side.
I am a poem. Of the tongue of a chap-lift soothsayer with buck teeth chomping at the bit to tell you that ink spills like oil by the hand that put it there. Don't make your page an ocean and mine the congressman's daughter's trust fund when both pages are filled by the same crude inspiration. Don't paint my passion and impact as popular. It is purpose. It is a Roberta Flack vibrato, a Bob Dylan guitar riff, both soulful and socially relevant. You will not martyr your malcontent than Scottsboro 9, my significance, pushing people to consider someone else's words over mine, then lock me into a category I cannot escape from. There is wisdom. In collard green concertos, seasoned with fatback discernment, cured in the southern sun, I feel uncomfortable around you sometimes. Like a cherry orchard in the middle of a landfill, right with the realization of how bad this world can be, when natural selection is the process by which you think this art form will evolve, I am an origami slave ship. Ancestry force folded into this imperialistic impotence where it makes sense to screw with people's lives but never come to understand the extent of the damage caused. You will not exoticize my craftsmanship, can't you see? We are all broken Macy's Christmas bowls. Fractured fragments of foregone conclusion that every good thing comes to an end. I want to pour you a bowl of cereal. Fill it with milk like Elmer's glue so that I can restore the innocent adhesive you used to have. And I want them to be Cheerios. So that when that cereal touches your lips, those small puckers can kiss you comfortable in your own skin. So you do not battle the perception of what comes with mine. For too long you have been living loud in silence, never speaking to the heart of me dying to meet you. I have wished for something more, but it seems that these slam competitions have made us believe that it's okay to screw each other over. But I don't want to be infected with malice, believing there is something against me hidden inside of you like Trojan horses. So I pop condom wrappers like Oxycontin trying to cover up my disgust. I swallow my pride when the sun rises like morning after pills, so I don't birth any conflict, but I've had enough. I'm letting my pen fight. I have nicknamed it Emiliana Zapata because is it better to spit on your feet than live on your knees? I am a sycamore. With poems like strange fruit dangling from my tongue, a label around my neck like an albatross, I grow wiser, I grow stronger. I am Lena Horne's raspy revolution. I am Josephine Baker's underappreciated brilliance. I am Lauryn Hill's misunderstood insanity. Dave Chappelle's radical refusal. I am Ginsberg's late night indulgences and Norman Rockwell's perfectly painted paradox. I am here. I am a poem just like you.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith. Motivated to keep on reaching, the Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision, insightful, increasing their territory. Homeless, mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries. For the people can realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong in spirit and truth. Others may run.
doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
To see where my head has been, and I've been apologizing to some people, some bridges I needed to mend. And I've been eating more cream, get my body out the line. Oh, I'm gonna be super fine. And I've been letting some old ideals go. I'm making room for my life to grow. I just wanna be free. Hey. Yeah.
I just wanna be free.
Get myself ready for what's coming for me, yeah, yeah. I just wanna be free, baby. Hear me now. I've been getting recipes off the internet. Be paying. I realize they're only good when I put my love spices all up in the rising. I've been enjoying people who love each other, husband and wife, sister and brother, father and mother. I let the queen inside, I let her shine. I've been listening for God more. I've been doing my show. What's coming to me, yeah, I just want to be prepared, yeah, 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 I just want to be prepared. For when I see him at the end of the aisle, with that true heart and that real smile, intentions pure, a love that will endure, I just want to be prepared. Wanna be prepared.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me constantly. I love everywhere I've been, I love everything I've done, I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision, I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror, and the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I dropped my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now, because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
And yo, that was my homeboy, Tim Jackson. He is an actor, producer, spoken word artist, just a phenomenal man. He's also a school teacher, and transparency is key for anybody out there. Don't ever think that your vulnerabilities are your weaknesses. They are your strengths, because you are not meant to be held hostage in anything that's ever happened to you or that you've done. Forgiveness is key. Believe that. I'm about to open up the open mic lines for anybody that wants to spit tonight. Hope you guys have been doing the show so far. I know I am. It's been emotional. It's been powerful. It's just been force that we have going on. We have to keep this rolling because we all need it. All right. Let's go with Tanya. What's up, Tanya?
Hi.
Hi. Did you want to spit anything else tonight?
No, I always like to say something for the next go round, the next session. But I will have something for y'all. I'm sorry I didn't speak. I was, you know, listening while I was cleaning up for tonight.
I will have something for you guys
later. It has been a good show. It's been a deep show. So really enjoying myself tonight. Yeah.
Thank you. Y'all got me hyped.
Keep everything rolling, girl. I love it.
Thank
you, know,
you so much.
When I came on tonight, it was just like I was so into what Willie was saying. I was like a little unbalanced, but I will be back. will be back. Yeah.
Indeed. All right, everybody, that's Tanya. Big shout out to Tanya and Jacksonville. All right, let me check with JD. You got anything for us tonight, JD?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hi, China.
What's up? You got something?
They say five was the number for favor. As a 506, 1973, an anointed warrior was born. The warrior, he didn't always follow everything by the rules. He lived his life as a so-called boss player, breaking all the rules. On every set, clubbing every weekend. Big money, fast cars, lots of jewelry. My grandmother used to say, it's a bad wind that don't ever change. But as of 5/03/2010, a change had to come because my grandmother's time here in the physical had came to an end. So much pain and so many tears. I thought, why did this have to happen to me? 3 days later, 5/06/2010, my grandfather's life here on earth came to an end. Now I question myself, why did so much had to happen around the born day of a warrior? But I continued on, and the struggle was real. Fast forward to 2014, my cousin, just like my sister, she passed away 5/10/2014. Her burial was 5/15/2014. As I recant everything I ever done in life, I often think if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't change a thing. Because as it was once said, at some point, a saint was a sinner, and that sinner became a saint. So never question yourself, because at some point in life, your story could be something that someone else needs to hear. That's my time.
You better get it. Powerful, man. It's a powerful thing that's going on right here tonight, and we appreciate you and just sharing that. And I know it took a lot for you to do that. But I'm trying to tell you, it's healing. It's healing in writing. It's healing in, you know, just putting it out there. Because somebody else is probably going through something similar right now as we speak. So we appreciate you and the Boom Boom Room for doing what you do. And don't stop doing what you're doing, because you are a connector. And you make it happen. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. All right, everybody, that was JD in the building. Big shout out to the Boom Boom Room. Y'all got me spitting. I don't know if y'all heard me earlier. I spit live. I'm actually going to spit another piece, too. Let me check in with Michelle, see if she got anything. What's up, Michelle?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? You going to spit anything?
Sure, I sure do. Actually, I have one. okay. Let's see here. Ooh, let me take you off speaker.
Okay, here we go.
Motivation starts the second you step out of your comfort zone and into destiny. Dreams and visions given to you aren't meant to be fulfilled and not taken lightly. It's the moment that you believe in yourself that you can accomplish anything you desire that's in your reach and sometimes even beyond. Despite the negligence of others, it's time to inhale motivation and exhale success. There's absolutely no room for fear or doubt. That will only slow you down. Sacrifices are made the moment you start to believe that anything is possible, and so the possibility of something coming to pass is totally up to what are you willing to sacrifice. If you're not willing to sacrifice anything, then chances are that you hope for is being withheld until you start to believe. Stay motivated. That's it.
I like that. That was hard. I can't wait to get y'all in the building at Illusion. I know we're doing our thing on the radio, but I cannot wait to get y'all at Illusion. Mark your calendars, everybody. That was Michelle. I'm claiming y'all going to be in the building. Michelle, keep doing what you do.
I keep thinking about it, too.
Yes, please come right here in Kinston, North Carolina at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts at 8:30. We keep it clean. We keep it positive. That's what we do with the show, too. This is just another show. We can't see you here, but you can get on the mic at the show and we'll see you there.
Okay.
All right, everybody, that's Michelle. Y'all, I'm ready to link up with you guys. You doing what you do. I know Carlos said he didn't want to do No, he was just going to listen. Let me make sure. Carlos, are you going to join the show?
Yeah. I'm still here.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. All right. We're gonna go back into the last. It's the last round for the night. So let's see what we can make happen tonight. Let's set some lives. Let me see what I can do to pump up this crowd. Let's get it.
The field of dreams. Yeah. All I need is one mic. That's all I need, yeah. That's all I need, yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic. One mic is all I need, yeah. That's all I need. Yo, all I need is one mic, one verse, one ticket to no hearse. This is the first, no time to rehearse. Time to discuss obsolete tracks, cause cops will meet. Like, why stop? They will not defeat. This is the ill nation, we all under one. Living with construction, the job's never done. Should've been destruction, but it's self-serve. Precipitation on the road is a curve. I'm an innocent bystander, I heard a couple shots. Young kids break glass with a couple rocks. A couple misdemeanors turn felonies. As a kid, never listened what the Lord telling me. All headed to the point where you can't stand it. Old folks know the past cause they can't plan it. Everybody know your bank cause they done ran it. You was rough starting out so you got sandy. Streets is no joke, I wouldn't know though. That's why I hop on tracks like Pogo. You got a choice, life or death, no hesitation. So please follow me too. Ill Nation. One mic. That's all I need, yeah. That's all I need, yo. All I need is one mic. One mic is all I need, yeah. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. One mic is all I need, yeah. That's all I need, yo. All I need is one mic. One mic is all I need, yeah. That's all I need. Yeah, everybody got a voice, everybody got a tone, everybody got a choice. I'ma put it in a song. All I need is one mic at one time. Superstar, I shine. Everybody think I'm blind, but they really going blind. My future is bright, it ain't the brightest. The producers got the magic touch. It ain't the mindest, flipping pages through my notebook. I'm catching all the writers. I can't help it when it comes to my head, I gotta write it. Yeah, the inner sanctum is yourself. Personality is the wealth. Mentality is the stealth. In reality, you're the help. Cause in the end, there was no one left. Why should I have to step my words up for the nerd bus? Everybody gotta eat, but where was your lunch? Time on my hands right now, it's a short crust. High off life, so when I eat, it's a world munch. Spit it, I get it, I reach it, and then I'm on. I make it, then you fake it, and take it when I'm gone. We all got a battle with life. I need one fight, but I got a story to tell, so give me one mic. One mic. That's all I need, yeah. That's all I need, yo. All I need is one mic. One mic is all I need, yeah. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. One mic is all I need, yeah. That's all I need, yo. All I need is one mic. One mic is all I need, yeah. That's all I need.
Simply stick to the ribs. She was a home cooked meal, serving
making it so from a bottomless dish. Breaking bread, chicken, and fish. My Ixis BC, a practitioner of alchemy who transmuted suffering into golden experiences. She was my rock of great value. First woman I learned to bow to, the goddess within. A feminine temple among men, she was a sign of power. Never once did I see her cower from this bully of a life. Did once see her leave late night, dressed in all black like midnight. Next morning was the answer to stomach prayers. With no explanation as to how we now had a full refrigerator, my grandmother smoked Salem like peace. She drank Seagram's number 7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon, where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is. And I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is. And this poem is the least that I can give. Thanks to God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all knowing yet unknown.
All right, you guys, I just got a hit up that Carlos wants to do a little something. What's up, Carlos?
Yeah,
got,
what's up, baby?
Yeah,
and I was just scanning through it to make sure that it was making sure that it was clean enough.
Yeah,
but
we just wanted the radio version. I know some of the radio shows are like going in, but just trying to keep
we're just trying
to stay on the air.
I understand. And as I'm reading it, I just might have to edit some words, but I think it's pretty clean.
Cool.
It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. I heard y'all was talking about God and stuff a few minutes ago, and so this is about The Preacher and the Dope Fiend.
Okay.
All right. This is something I know to be true, even though it isn't something I've seen. It is that you have to watch the people around you. For example, a preacher and a dope fiend. Now, something must give one way or another. Influence is a powerful thing. Now, this is the story, and to God be the glory, of the preacher and the dope fiend. Now, the fiend was outside in the neighborhood just doing what most fiends do, catching himself a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asking him to buy him one too, trying to hustle up some change to get him a blast, stopping everyone in front of the store. And no matter how much you give him, it just ain't enough. He's always asking for more. Well, one day he stopped the preacher, and he said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" The preacher said, "I'll give you a dollar if you would just come to my church one time." The fiend says, "Sir, I would love to go. I just don't have a way." The preacher says, "Son, there's no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." He gave him some clothes and dressed him up, and every Sunday he gave him a ride. The first week he got a dollar. The next week he got two. By the third week, he was up to getting five. Now, the preacher was happy, and he was winning a soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the fiend was a hustler and a real smooth brother. Now he was getting nothing but straight dubs. He said, "Preacher, man, I just love the fish. Say, why not just run down to the creek?" The preacher said, "I got revival right now, but we can go some next week." So after church all week long, the fiend had him plenty of dope. So when it was time for him to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now, the preacher had to supply all the rods and all the bait. No need to question the dope fiend's money. We all know his fate. While they was out on the boat and he had the fiend's full attention, he knew that it was the perfect time to get him to listen. Reverend said, "Son, I've been down this road that you are on. I seen the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways. The fiend said, man, that was way, way back in the days. He said, this stuff that they got now, it keeps you coming back. Hey, real, look at here. Have you ever tried crack? The preacher man said, no, but to my God, that is nothing. The fiend said, well, here, let me show you something. He reached in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for the both of them. He said, if God is strong as you claim him to be, smoke some with me and get him to set both of us free. Now the preacher felt intimidated because the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed the stem and he put it in his mouth. He hit it hard so the fiend could see that he did inhale. And by the time he blew out the smoke, the preacher was high as hell. The fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get him through the night. Now that he done quit fishing and they done hit it home, the preacher stayed over until all the dope was gone. Then he looked at the fiend and said, see, I told you that it wasn't good. Now, suddenly come around, would I see you in church? The fiend said, yes, as long as I can get my dove, who else in your church can show me that kind of love? Now, later on that week, the reverend stopped by to see him again. The fiend said, man, we got church tonight? He said, nah, I just want to get me something for 10. The fiend said, Rev, the boys right here, they don't like church.
Your voice is going out.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Reverend said, I just want to taste it one more time. So the fiend hooked him up for one of the boys after he pinched him off some crumbs. The reverend looked at him and shook his head like, boy, you must really think I'm dumb. But he smoked what he had, and that was that. Pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought it was done, then you should have known better. He came back the very next day. But this time, the preacher had a bunch of money, some ones and fives and tens. The fiend's eyes started gleaming, and he started scheming, and he invited over a few of his friends. The reverend didn't like it. The reverend didn't like his friends coming over, and he made a promise to shut their mouth because it wouldn't be good if the congregation got word or if the pastor committee had found out. And for months, they did their thing, just smoked like it was going out of style until the fiend realized that he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. See, the fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped down to his knees to pray. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried. And he asked the Lord to take the sickness away. Through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayers. And just like it started, it had now departed and desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing. He figured that he would never get caught. And when he got busted, he would never again be trusted. He said that it was all the fiend's fault. See, now that they've totally switched roles, the ex-fiend is now preaching the word. But the river's still smoking, and I'm not joking. This is a true story, not just something that I heard.
Wow. You got me chills. You better keep writing. I can't wait for your book to come out.
I'm sorry. I wish you could hear me clearly, man.
But you know what? Like I say, I'm always encouraging people. I can hear, when you were talking, and you have a commentator voice, you got the narrative voice, you have it. So I can hear you getting your book out and going through Amazon, but also having it as audible, reading that book and getting paid for it. Like, you read the book, you go ahead and do exactly what you just did. Because I listen to Audible all the time, I read books all the time. So I'm listening to people reading to me the story, and the way you did it was powerful. It's like audible. It was like one of those books you listen to, and I want the story to keep going, and then when your voice started going out, I was like, no, I had to say something. You know,
I got probably a couple of hundred poems and stuff, man, that I wrote while I was incarcerated and stuff, man, and then a bunch of stuff that I wrote since I've been free. And look, man, if somebody could do something with it, I mean, if y'all hear it, you like it, I mean,
Yeah, it's time. Well, look, I'm going to lead you. I'm gonna do you, like I said to my clients, I'm going to lead you to the water. That don't mean you're going to drink, but I will give you the resources you need to make it happen. I don't think I'm going to tell you right now. And that's like I told a couple more people, go ahead and type. Is it already typed up?
No. All of this is still handwritten on jailhouse paper.
Okay. It's all good. Don't even worry about that. That's your original. Go
that's
ahead
original,
and
yeah.
type. That's right. And you keep that. But type that stuff up. And I, look, after you do that, I'm going to break it down to the next. I'm going to do one step at a time with you. And your book going to be out so fast, your head going to spin.
So I get it all typed up sooner or later, somehow.
Get it typed up, and then just make sure you save it. And you save it in Word, and then we'll save it in PDF, and we'll go from there. I promise you, stay connected with me. You can find me on Facebook, Clavette Roberts. I'm going to push it now. I'm going to push it, and I'm going to push it. All right, everybody, all right, that was Carlos. No problem. All right, everybody. Look, y'all got me hyped. I got 3 more minutes for the rest of this show, but I'm just looking like, you know what? What a way to end the show. I can't even play nothing else. I'll speak for y'all. I've had a great night tonight. It's been off the chain. And just to let everybody know, my show times vary. So sometimes I roll to 30 minutes, 45 minutes. I just go with the spirit. So I'm a vibe person, so that's what I do. So I had so much fun with y'all tonight, and y'all just don't know, y'all are inspiring me. Just keep doing what you do. Like I say, I'm a pusher and I'm a root digger. I'm going to help you dig on the roots, and we're going to plant some better seeds, you know, because negative seeds and positive seeds grow in the same ground. But we want to get those negative seeds out. We need to recognize them first. But after we do that, we're going to turn that negative into a positive, push that thing around. All right, everybody. Peace and blessings. I will see you guys on Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. I look forward to seeing you guys June 25th. Keep that date, June 25th. That's a Saturday night. If you don't have nothing to do, come and chill out and just get on the mic. Do your thing. If you don't want to get on the mic, just chill. It's a labor atmosphere, just like we got here, the Lyrical Cypher. We're going to have a good time, and I'll be hosting. Me and my band, Illusions. Let's get it. Y'all have a blessed night. Good night.